This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Fasil Kidane on the line with Deaf Bible Society. Now, Fasil is a deaf Ethiopian man who's working with Deaf Bible Society on their African Sign Language translations, and we're going to explain more of that in a moment. Fasil, I understand you moved to the U.S. a couple years ago. Could you start us off by explaining what, I guess, led you to move here from Ethiopia, and what exactly you do with Deaf Bible Society?
I ended up relocating to the U.S. Because of my wife. She is an American. My son was actually born in the U.S. And then I started working at Deaf Bible. And what I do is I do a lot of trainings with what's called Deaf Bible Together. So I also engage with a lot of the staff here. And we're working on improving our various trainings. And those trainings are specialized for what I do, and I'm a field coordinator for Africa. So we work on various proposals, so how we fill those forms out. And so I teach a lot of those workshops to the people in Africa so they can fill out their own proposals. We use a program here currently called Asana, and I do trainings on that as well. And then, as I was saying, I'm the field coordinator, and I'm in charge of a lot of the translations that happen in Africa. So I engage with the various teams in Africa. And because because I'm in the U.S. and they are in Africa, it is sometimes difficult to communicate with them because of network issues or anything like that. So sometimes there are information that is actually needed. And so with that access to communication, there are times we will actually go to Africa or talk about them coming here to complete some of those trainings. But we're continuously developing these trainings. We're not exactly sure what the future holds with new softwares and everything. So we'll see what happens.
And I forgot to add that whenever you're done with your statement, if you could just sign finish, so that way I will know it's okay to proceed with the next question.
All right.
Sorry, I forgot to add that. Okay, next question. You mentioned that you work with these translation teams in Africa. Could you explain how Deaf Bible Society comes alongside the translation teams? Because Deaf Bible isn't the one, they aren't the ones actually doing the translation, correct?
Right, Deaf Bible is not doing the translations. We support the various teams. So as I mentioned, being the field coordinator, I engage with all of these teams, and I figure out what those translation needs are, whether it's funding, whether it's equipment such as laptops, cameras, lighting, so all those tech needs. So, and then we also develop various trainings in regards to the technology. We provide various workshops on how they can request support. We also provide various trainings, maybe in regards to deaf culture and how it's different there. Provide consultant training so that the teams can work with the consultants. And so we do various trainings in regards to working with the teams there. Sometimes they work with various organizations, and those organizations try to control the translation team. And so those translation teams then express that a frustration to me. And so then we as Deaf Bible step into some of those organizations that are trying to take control and talk with, engage with them to ensure that the translation team can get what they need. And so we at Deaf Bible continue to encourage and offer support for those teams. And so as Deaf Bible, we're sometimes responsible for finding funding for these teams for that 3-year cycle, so a 3-year translation project. And I'm finished.
Great, thank you. What translations, or which sign languages, I guess, is Deaf Bible currently supporting? In Africa specifically.
We support Uganda, Tanzanian Sign Language, Ghanaian Sign Language, Rwandan Sign Language. It's actually essentially first scripture for Rwanda. So it's the first time that they've ever done any type of scripture. And so we're definitely coming alongside them just to offer any support that we can. And then there's also... and then in next year, we're planning to develop more. And one of those is Eswatini. It used to be a Swaziland, but it's been since been changed in the last year or two to Eswatini. And then South Sudan, Mozambique, Burundi. Burundi is actually established as an NGO, so they are essentially their own organization, and so we provide them funding, but they are their own operation now. We have the Burundi team trying to engage with various organizations to receive funding, but they've realized that there's a lot of struggle with that because those organizations that they're engaged with are hearing. And so the hearing, they kind of disregard a lot of the deaf in that country. So they have looked to us to continue to provide support currently until they can continue to be established to receive their own funding. And then I'm finished.
Great. And just to clarify, I used to work with DOOR, and a lot of these I recognize as things that were maybe started at the DOOR Center, and these projects are building upon that, correct?
Yeah, the DOOR used to do the 110 stories in Uganda, Tanzania, Ghana, Burundi, South Sudan, Mozambique. Some of them do vary, though, but they were DOOR. For example, Uganda is going to focus on the additional 110 that DOOR does provide. Tanzania, they're actually modifying some of theirs. They're doing essentially words of wisdom, which is a derivative of the chronological Bible translation from DOOR. Ghana is actually transitioned and is going to be doing book by book, and so the chronological Bible order. So they've actually gone out, Ghana has actually gone out to the deaf community and figured out what the deaf community wants, and the deaf community wanted that book by book chronological Bible translation, and so that team has decided to follow that. After they've finished various books, they're planning to go back and do the additional 110 from DOOR. Rwanda is working on the 32 stories from DOOR, and like I said, that's also a newer project. And the Burundi team wants that additional 110 from DOR. So a lot of these are DOR projects, or used to be DOR projects. And then like the Eswatini, we're still engaging with them to see what their future holds. With South Sudan and Mozambique, I think they're going to continue with the 110. I'm still engaging with them, but my belief is they're going to continue to work on the DOR projects. And the South Sudan and Mozambique are still in the Kenyan center. They're going to graduate in December, and that's when they're actually going to go. That's when those teams are going to go back to their countries, and then that's when we're going to continue to engage with them to see how we can continue with the Bible translation when they go back to their countries. So there is a wider variety, but the vast majority of them had actually started, pretty much all of them had started from DOR, and they're either going to continue or do minor adjustments. And then there's an additional 10 countries that have actually contacted Deaf Bible in regards to wanting a Bible translation. And so we're planning to start engaging with those countries. But we don't know what their future holds currently. Some of those countries is Cameroon, Malawi, Namibia. It's in Southern Africa. And then Botswana, and then Zambia. And then Zimbabwe. So those are some of the countries that will have some translations in the next five years, we're hoping. But that's what the future currently holds with what we're currently engaged with Africa. And then just in addition to that, with Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, we're actually planning to send them to Israel, where we're starting our training school. It's called the JST, which is the Josiah School of Training, or sorry, the Josiah School of Translation. So, and we are thrilled that Deaf Bible is able to start that and support our teams by sending them to this training. Because Deaf Bible's goal is to bring the teams up so that they can continue the translations on their own, and to train them so that they can do the best work that they can, so that we can continue to get God's word out in all these sign languages. Who we're sending to Israel is a project manager, two translators, a video editor. So each team is gonna consist of four. Because the future isn't decided right now, we might send more teams to that Josiah School of Translation, but that's still to be determined. And then I'm finished.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for clarifying with the thing about DOR and those existing translations, because that helped clear up some confusion on my end. So thank you. I think about our audience, because these are mostly hearing people that are going to hear this story or read it on our website. How would you encourage them to get involved and to help what you guys are doing?
On our website, it shows you, we've got Facebook pages, We've got various communication tools out there to communicate this information. We have impact stories on our website as well that are really testimonies. And the stuff that have impacted them, that we do have actual personal testimonies from various people. We have our quarterly reports and our prayer needs that people can actually get involved with. And then our CEO, JR, has and our CEO, JR, has started our radio show. So there's an actual radio program that is both for hearing and deaf that hearing individuals can listen in on and deaf people can have access to on the website. And if you guys want to get involved at Deaf Bible, I mean, we encourage people to stop by and visit Deaf Bible Societies. We have interpreters on site, and we would be happy to show people around our facility. And then I'm finished.
Okay. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, Katie, this is Dee. I'm going to send you a call to action for this particular one. We are showcasing four regions. The one for September will be focused on Africa area. And so we have a call to action to get people to come right to that page.
That sounds great. Thank you. I think that's it, unless you guys, any of you have something you want to add?
I do. We do actually have around 11 translations complete right now in Africa. There's 44 countries that still have no translations in Africa. There's a few that have like bits and pieces of the Bible translated. So we're just asking for continued prayer for throughout Africa so that the translations can continue and then continue to widespread around the world. Because there's 55 countries in total for Africa, and 44 of them are still without the Bible for all the deaf individuals. Thank you again for your time, Katie, and thank you for this interview.